Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com.
We'll do it live.
Still getting used to that. TireRack.com.
It's only been 8 months. Go ahead.
They'll help you get there. More like 8 days. Closer to 8 days. An unmatched selection is what they have. Fast free shipping. Free road hazard protection. And more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Welcome to the Odd Couple on this TV theme song Thursday. You've already heard from my smart aleck partner,
Kid Dynamite.
So here he is, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
And it's only fitting, Kid Dynamite on a TV theme song Thursday.
Absolutely.
And Chris Broussard, I don't know about you, but I couldn't be happier.
Wow.
I am
about what?
A bounce in my step. Feeling
just
good life about
in life. General?
Yeah, I'm feeling good about life and just another milestone to happen this weekend. And I know, you know, I talk about my barbershop and the 20th anniversary, but Chris, we just went through a terrible pandemic. You know how many businesses got lost and closed down and couldn't survive? And it's a blessing. My partner and I, Tico Edwards, are celebrating our 20th anniversary for our barbershop. It's still alive. It's still well. Still thriving. Having a huge party. 250 guests Saturday night at one of the casinos downtown Detroit. We remodeled the shop. It looks beautiful. Without even bragging, I'll tell you, we have the best looking barbershop in Detroit. So I'm happy.
Why,
and I'm
how's
proud
that not
for this.
Bragging?
I'm not bragging, but I'm just
you bragging, it's cool. Just own it.
I'm not bragging.
It's fine. Just own
but
it.
But I'm telling you, I'm gonna send you the picture of the inside. And Rob G, I think you've seen it, Alex. I'll send it. But it is spectacular. So I'm very happy. I always wanted to, Chris, when I was a kid, own a barbershop. I did. I wanted to write a column, have my picture in the paper, and own my own barbershop. That's what I wanted to do when I was a kid. And so I feel like a great amount of achievement at this moment.
Well, congratulations on all of that. That is outstanding. I wish I could be in Detroit with you at the party.
You came to the other party.
Yep.
Yeah, you came to the Hall of Fame party.
Van Buren. What's it called? Van Buren.
Yes. The president. Van Buren. And then next weekend, Chris, I'm at SCSU, Southern Connecticut, Southwest, Technical, whatever you call my college. And next weekend, I'm being honored again next weekend there, so that'll be awesome.
One thing I love about Rob, guys, he's not one to toot his own horn.
No, not at all. I'm just giving you my schedule. That's all. Okay. All right, let's go, man. I'm happy.
I want to hear more.
No,
you know, what other dreams as a child did you have that you fulfilled?
I married a beautiful woman.
Well.
I
don't think the dream, you know.
Well, it turned into a nightmare, but it was a dream, and I did achieve it. No. Right. No, I'm very fortunate.
Let's get to the iCouple crew. DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan in the house, and at the bottom of the show, 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern, he will be doing Teichert's Tower of Trivia, which is always a lot of fun.
You guys need some downloads, huh?
We need downloads big time. Are you kidding?
Rob G, of course, in the house. And on the updates, our man Steve DeSager. Brandon Kristol joins us. He's a sports anchor and reporter for KOA Colorado. He'll join us to talk about the Broncos as they play tonight, Rob, against the Indianapolis Colts. And interesting that they play tonight. Both teams kind of off to bad starts. And according to Tom Brady, that's par for the course because Brady thinks we've seen a lot of bad football. Here he is.
I think there's a lot of bad football from what I watch. You know, I watch a lot of bad football, a lot of poor quality of football. That's what I see.
Chris, for the first time, are you sitting down? For the first time in Rob Parker, Tom Brady history.
Rob Parker.
I agree with Tom Brady. Tom Brady is spot on.
Wow.
He's missed the boat so many times, but this one, he landed right dab in the middle. Tom Brady is speaking the gospel. Tom Brady is keeping it real. Tom Brady is being honest. You smell that? That's the National Football League. It stinks to the high heaven. Bad games all over the place. Terrible comebacks where teams cough up big leads at home. Coaching decisions where you scratch your head. Medical decisions that you don't understand. This season has been a catastrophe. I'll give you, Chris, a couple of factors. The star quarterbacks don't play it down in training camp.
Right.
Some quarterbacks like Tom Brady takes 11 days off during training camp. Also, one less preseason game. They don't take the preseason for real. McVay with the Rams doesn't play any of his starters. And this is what we get. Nobody's ready when the bell sounds. It has been awful football. I don't want to hear about no parity. I want to see the best of the best. I want to see those teams that are ready to go. Every primetime game, Chris, is a fudgesicle, is a disaster, is a banana peel we're ready to fall on. I mean, are you kidding me? Tampa Bay and Kansas City was supposed to be a classic, a game we wanted to eat two buckets of popcorn. And guess what? We only had the butter because it wasn't worth it. Tom Brady, for once, we didn't get a gee whiz on aw shucks out of you. We didn't get some double talk. We didn't get you crashing your cell phone because you didn't want anybody to read your text messages to the ball boy. We got an honest take from Tom Brady, and I applaud Tom Brady.
Well, I do agree that there's been some bad football. There's no question about it. And when the greatest quarterback ever says it, you know there's going to be some truth to it when he comes with something that's politically incorrect to say. I will say this. I disagree with you, Rob, in that I don't think the season has stunk. I got to be honest. I've enjoyed it. Now, sometimes bad or low-quality football leads to thrilling endings. And that's what we've had. We've had tons of thrilling endings. Makes it excitement. It is entertainment, after all. So I will throw that out. I'm enjoying the season. And I certainly don't think it's been a catastrophe. However, I do agree with you, Rob, in that the NFL is getting the quality of football that its rules are leading to. They don't practice anymore, hardly, Rob. You said it. They cut a preseason game. They really don't play in the three games anyway. Jimmy Garoppolo is the starting quarterback in San Francisco. They didn't even give him a playbook until Trey Lance got hurt or right before the season when they decided to keep Jimmy G. They wouldn't let him practice. They had him away from the team throwing passes to trainers. And they don't tackle hardly. They don't hit hardly in practice. The offensive line play is bad because you can't hit hardly. How you gonna learn how to block when it's all shadow blocking instead of actually hitting and stopping somebody who's giving 100% and trying to get to the quarterback? So that's a part of it. We had Mark Schlaworth on our show the other day, Rob, first things first. You know Mark. And offensive lineman, won Super Bowls in Denver. He said, and I agree with this, Rob, I don't know that I see this changing, but he said part of the problem with the NFL is that a handful of players, he called it 80-20, 20% of the players are making 80% of the money, and 80% of the players are making 20% of the money. When you play the quarterback and the wide receivers and a couple of other positions, all the money, you only have leftovers for the backups. You have leftovers for the lineman outside of the offense or the left tackle. And so these guys aren't making a lot of money. And to make them fit on your roster, Rob, the backups are rookies, young, you know, linemen who aren't as good as the veterans, but they're cheaper. And so obviously guys get hurt. And so when guys get hurt, they're putting in these young rookies and younger players, also other young players, who really aren't that good, but they're cheap. And because the quarterback's making $45 million, we can take this guy because he's only making $1 million, even though he's not that good. And so you got that. And Rob, you alluded to it as well. The coaching. Too many of these dudes are trying to prove how smart they are.
Am I right?
Yes. And we watch it every week.
Right. Oh, they didn't back in the day. They didn't know what they were doing. They never went for it on fourth and six. You know, they always kicked the extra point. They didn't know. They didn't take chances. They didn't take risks. Guys, we say it all the time. He gets mad love all over the place. You and I, we admit he knows his stuff. He's a good coach. But Kyle Shanahan, right?
Yep.
He always wants to show you how smart he is. And it's led to some disasters. And I think all of those things, Rob, conspire to show what Tom Brady was talking about.
And I'll give you one last nugget. If you're on the fence on this, on how bad the NFL is right now, Geno Smith leads the league in completion percentage. Case closed.
Well, it is high 70s, isn't it?
Yeah, he's killing it.
So I don't know if that means the defenses don't know what to do.
Geno Smith couldn't get a ham sandwich in the NFL, and now he's leading the league in completion percentage.
They don't practice much, right? They really, and it's the same in the NBA. Rob, they showed up, and like 3-4 days later, they got a preseason game. You know, it's just, I think the money, Rob, and we've talked about these guys, it's so much about saving them for the game, saving them for the playoffs, saving them for the big game. And we get it. That's important. But, Rob, this is a sport. I mean, we said it with Clayton Kershaw and the no-hitter. You don't know when guys are going to get hurt. You can't control it. The evidence is overwhelming, I think. When you go back in the day, Rob, when the football or baseball players played and pitched and didn't worry about pitch count and all that, and they stayed healthy. And basketball players play 82 games, sometimes averaging well over 40 minutes a game, and they stayed healthy. I think some of it, right, they weren't making as much money then, so they had to play.
You had to play for your money, Chris. You had to play for your money.
Yep.
You couldn't take days off. Days off, somebody would take your job.
Yep. So now I think that's a huge part of it, Rob. Psychologically, dudes are making all this money, and, you know, I mean, maybe you give props to them. They're treating it more like a business, right? Just like the businessmen that run the league. But it's leading to a worse product. Still exciting, but Brady hit it on the head. There is some bad stuff going on out there on that field.
Can't wait to hear from our listeners, yes.
877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts. Is Tom Brady right and why? If you agree or disagree, tell us why the football is really bad or you think Brady's off his rocker. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. And welcome to the Fox Sports Radio Tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing, I mean nothing, folks, beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own. Plus, it's backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. Get a lifetime warranty with it. Free home delivery as well. BigGreenEgg.com. 877-99 on Fox. Let's get to the callers, Rob. Is Tom Brady right? Is the football been bad in the NFL this year?
All right, let's kick it off with Dre in Michigan. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
What up, though, my good peoples?
How you up?
I'm good. Hey, can I give a shout-out to my son, Xavier, here in the car, listening to Future Odd Couple and listening. So I want to give him
Xavier?
A shout-out.
What up, Xavier?
Yeah, he thinks he swear y'all my homeboy. I tell him I don't know y'all like that. I listen to y'all, but I don't know y'all like that. Hey, Rob, you ready for tomorrow?
I am ready. That's right. I have the comedy show, Chris, tomorrow night.
I got my tickets.
You got tickets, Dre?
I got my tickets. So listen, I told you I called out work for this, so you better be funny, my man. I'm telling you, and I bring my homies, so you don't let me down.
I will not let you down.
My man. Hey, no, seriously, though, look, I think y'all nailed everything on the head. It's the money, it's the analytics, the lack of practice. All that is starting to accumulate into just one big snowball of bad football. Because, like, we used to go up and when the coach had, you know, it was the coach who used his gut feeling. It wasn't no numbers or what the science say. It was like, I got a feeling I've been watching the game flowing this way, we're going to go do this. But now it's about numbers, then you got guys not practicing. So it's a reason why most stage productions have a call read before they actually
right,
put on
the rehearsal. You got to rehearse. You don't just come and do the Broadway show.
They don't do that no more.
Right. Absolutely. Right. You're right. One, no doubt about it, Chris, right? Everybody rehearsed. When you guys started back on First Things First, you guys went through a rehearsal. You've been doing TV for 20 years.
We did
you
a
still
week
do
of rehearsal.
A rehearsal.
You're right.
It's a new studio. You got to know what the camera angles are. Am I right?
Yep. Absolutely. No doubt about it. No doubt.
Rod in Mississippi, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Rod?
What's up, fellas? Appreciate y'all having me on.
No doubt.
I think that one other thing that people don't also realize is that that one extra game that got added on to the season, along with adding playoff teams, NFL players' attitude toward the season is different. It's much more NBA-like, meaning they think like, hey, it's a long season. We're 2-2, but we got plenty of time to get back right because you got extra playoff teams, plus you got a longer season. So that one extra game, I think it's trying to change the mindset that the NFL teams don't want to put their best product on the field right now. I think they're literally trying to peak at the right time. So that's part of the reason why we got such a bad football now, because they're trying to peak later rather than peak earlier.
I don't know, Rob, if one game is enough to do that, but what I do agree with him on, and I was all for it, I'm fine with it, but he's right. When you add an extra playoff berth, it does, you know, it can lead to what he's saying, you know, because
sure,
you don't
because
have to win as many games. It's easier to get into the playoffs than it used to be. So that was a good point.
No, right, because before you couldn't allow yourself to slip up earlier,
yep.
So it might cost
not even
you.
1 week.
Yep. Dre in Dallas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Doing good.
What's up, man?
All right. Hey, yeah, now, I'm a Cowboy fan. I agree with Tom Brady. That, I mean, like, look at our situation. Dak earned the job from Tony Romo in preseason. And now he's too good to even play in preseason?
Right.
And Tom Brady's 45 years old and still said, I have to play at least one series or one quarter to get my timing. And they have to do it. And I feel like that's the thing about no practicing. It's all tied together.
Well,
I agree.
Rob, and I don't know this. I think Brady's throwing the football pretty well. But I don't know. I mean, maybe the fact that a 45-year-old guy can still be one of the best quarterbacks, maybe that's an indictment in and of itself. No matter how great you are, I mean, generally, 45-year-olds can't compete with 30-year-olds.
No, that's a good point.
That is a good point.
It's interesting.
Tom Brady,
thinking out loud.
If this league was right, he shouldn't be able to be out there. They should be putting the pressure on him, harassing that guy to get off the
making
field.
Making him move.
Right.
Right.
And instead, he's comfortable.
Yep. All right, we got Brandon Kristol, sports anchor and reporter for KOA Colorado coming up. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest is a sports anchor and reporter for KOA Colorado, Brandon Kristol. And Brandon is actually on the field right now.
We can hear it.
Brandon, thank you for taking time out to join us, man. We appreciate it.
Chris, Rob, always happy to talk to you guys. What's funny is I'm standing right by the Colts D-line as they're warming up here in the south end zone. And you guys have been to a million games. Chris, obviously, you've been on sidelines for a million NBA games. And you just can't ever get used to how big these guys are. But on game day, NFL offensive and defensive linemen, you're just like, how are these just big just walking around in normal society? But, man, it's going to be a fun night tonight here in Denver. Hopefully we'll get a good game. These two offenses don't necessarily stack up and saying we're definitely going to get a good game.
No doubt, Brandon, for what you said just quickly, as you know, like you said, I covered a lot of NBA. I was only on the field for one NFL game, That was the Jets and the Bears a couple years ago. And I'm telling you, while I was on the field during warmups, seeing how big and fast the guys were, just doing warmups, the defensive backs doing their drills, I was like, this is crazy. You got to be insane to put yourself in this situation to get hit by some of these dudes at these speeds. So I totally understand where you're coming from. Let's get quickly to it. Denver, I imagine, I don't know, is there already beginning to be rumblings about Russell Wilson, or are people being patient and understand it's a new system? You've had some injuries. Some guys have, you know, Melvin Gordon, for instance, have not played well, and that's hurt the offense. Or are they all blaming it all on Russ?
Well, I think – sorry, and I think my phone may be acting up a little, but when you look at where things are, sometimes it takes a while for everything to click. And I went back and looked at Aaron Rodgers' first four games in Green Bay. He had one touchdown, two touchdowns, one touchdown, then 400 yards and a loss to Philly. It's not necessarily going to stay out of the gate, but when you get an offensive coach and you get a future Hall of Fame quarterback, their margin for error is maybe less than what Kevin O'Connell has with Kirk Cousins or Mike McDaniel has in Miami with Tua when he's healthy. You expect that they're going to accelerate this learning curve, and they haven't been able to run the ball great consistently. Russ hasn't been consistent. His receivers have let him down too. He's put a few on the money. He's probably put 8 to 10 passes that should have been caught. The guys let him down. So the hope is that they can click against this Colts team tonight. They're good up front. They're missing Shaq Leonard, of course, but they still got guys like DeForest Buckner and Yannick Ngakoue. So they're going to get after Russ a little bit. If Melvin Gordon can hold on to the ball, though, I expect him to have a nice bounce back.
How about Nathaniel Ken Hackett? Is he improving as a coach? That's my nickname. Is he improving at all? I know he hired a guy after week – what was that? After week one, week two, I had to hire a coach. But some of his moves and think decisions were really questionable. Are people hard on him? I know they were doing a clock countdown in one game to help him out. The crowd was counting down the play clock. But help me with Hackett. Is he getting better?
I think so. But honestly, the game stuff kind of got dialed in with that addition of Jerry Rosberg, who was a special teams coach and assistant head coach with the Ravens for a bunch of years with Harbaugh for a decade, including when they won the Super Bowl and beat the Broncos right here on this field on a very cold day in January of 2013. But Jerry Rosberg has helped him kind of streamline all the noise in his ears. My biggest issue with Nathaniel Hackett to this point has been inconsistency in his play calling. And they can't get a rhythm going. I don't know if that's him and Russ yet or the running game or whatever it may be. A turnover here and there. Obviously, Melvin Gordon has a lot to do with that. But Nathaniel Hackett, the play caller, is what I'm most concerned with. The game management stuff feels like it's gotten dialed in these last couple games. I get it's a small sample size. But again, most new coaches are in bad situations. That is not the case here with this roster. And then when you add a quarterback like Russell Wilson. So if they lose this game tonight, which certainly can happen, if the NFL, Matt Ryan's on the other side and a bunch of good players, then it is going to be a very loud 10 days before they're out there in L.A. where you guys are for Monday night with the Chargers here in 2 Mondays.
What do you think, Brandon, is the ceiling for this team this year? And what will, you know, people accept? I mean, is it playoffs or bust at the very least? So what's the floor and what's the ceiling as far as the fans are concerned?
Well, the floor is 4, 5, 6 wins, right? Because it's just not getting figured out. And if that's the case, Nathaniel Hackett may be one and done. Demanding that they, and I say me demanding, I don't think the expectation should be to win the division. But with an extra playoff spot, as much talent as they have on both sides of the ball, I get Randy Gregory's banged up. Justin Simmons, all-pro safety, has been banged up. Javonte Williams done for the year. Their O-line hasn't had their starting right tackle all year, and their right guard only played 3 quarters. So we can all make excuses about injuries. Every team's dealing with it. But they still have enough talent all over the field that playoffs is realistic. And once you get in, anything can happen. I don't think they're better than the Chiefs right now. We'll find out next week where they stack up with the Chargers. And we saw Sunday they're not better than the Raiders. At least they weren't in the score column, and that's what matters the most.
Yeah, I think that you're right. Everybody's dealing with some sort of injuries and missing players. But when you go get Russell Wilson and you pay the kind of money they gave him in that contract, and everybody's been yelling for years, if they could only find a quarterback, we're going to the Super Bowl. You know, so I do believe if they don't make the playoffs, it's going to be a major letdown for people to believe that you could go get Russell Wilson and not pay off. Would you agree with that?
100%. And you've got a new ownership group that we don't really know how they're going to react to things, but he's the richest owner in football, and Rob Walton, even though he's not really running the day-to-day, his daughter and son-in-law are, and they have an expectation for what they think this should look like. It doesn't mean that they would automatically make a move, but we do know there's a guy that spends every Sunday in L.A., and Sean Payton, everybody thinks he's going to go to Dallas. As somebody who grew up in Dallas, I think Mike McCarthy's the worst coach in the NFL, and the worst coach to ever win a Super Bowl, so I'd love to see Sean Payton in Dallas. But this roster's not going to change very much, and if the Broncos make more sense for Sean Payton, if Nathaniel Hackett can't hack it, as you put it, Rob, then I think Sean Payton would be a great fit here. He'd be a great fit anywhere. But I think the seat will get very hot here, even though it's only five games in, if the Broncos lose this game tonight.
Last thing, Brandon, the defense that carried them the first three games and then really just let them down against the Raiders, they couldn't tackle Josh Jacobs. You think that was just an aberration, or the defense is not quite as good as the statistics say?
Well, it feels like it's an aberration, but they do lose Randy Gregory. Not that he's been huge in the run game. That's still taking a good football player off the field. Josie Jewell, who played great against the Niners, was getting just overmatched in lead draw, which is a pretty basic formation, where, you know, a pretty basic concept with a fullback coming through. And Josh Jacobs had his biggest game in Raiders history, in his NFL career, I guess is the easier way to say, with 134 yards. And then Derek Carr got loose on the outside. No one's confusing him with Lamar or Kyler Murray, but he had 70 yards rushing because they couldn't set the edge and keep him contained. You're not going to have that. If Matt Ryan runs for 70 yards, then I'm just going to – I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'll be done. I'm going to change jobs maybe. I don't expect to see Matt run for 70 yards tonight. But you still have to get dialed back in. We like their defensive coordinator with the way he's called plays to this point, and the Ajiro Everett guy's been around. Wade Phillips and Monty Kiffin and Vic Fangio, so, some of the best defensive minds ever. And he's called three good games, but it was not great the other day, and they could not get off the field when they needed to, which is something they had done weeks one through three. If they don't do that tonight, then people are going to start obviously pointing fingers at Coach Hackett's best friend from college who's calling the defense.
All right, that's Brandon Kristoff, sports anchor and reporter for KOA Colorado. We appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the game.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the insight.
Of course, guys. Talk to you soon.
Yep, later. Draymond Green throwing blows out in the Bay Area, Rob. Big deal or not, we'll tell you. Keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is a TV theme song Thursday. That's Larry David's show, right?
Yes. That's Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's how you like that? I knew it. A current show.
In the TireRack.com studios. And are we doing Shekel City today?
Yes, we are.
All right, let's get to it.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Man, Chris, MGM Bet is a great place to take a look and check out the lines and maybe put down a couple shekels. We only got one game tonight on Shekel City. Obviously, the baseball playoffs start tomorrow. No baseball games. And only one football game, Thursday Night Football, Colts at Denver. Chris, this looks like a layup to me. Denver minus three. I don't believe in the Colts. They're on the road. They're 1-2-1. And the Broncos aren't that much better, but they are at home and they're 2-2. Can the Broncos win by three and a half points? Can they win by four? I'm going to take the Broncos minus three. I mean, if they don't win this game, Chris, if they don't beat the Colts at home, you might have to throw in the towel on this season. I'm serious.
Rob, that's one of the best home field advantages in the league because of the altitude. Shaq Leonard, their best defensive player in Indianapolis, is out.
Jonathan Taylor's out.
The best offensive player is out. The one thing that gives me a little pause with Indianapolis is they're desperate, right? They're what, 1-2-1? They need a win. Now, maybe they're not as desperate as I think because their division is there for the taking, right? Nobody's really a world beater, so they got room for error. But they need a win even more than Denver. But I'm with you. I think Denver and the points is definitely the safe bet and the right bet.
And you would think that Russell Wilson has something to play for, Chris. Like, he hasn't played that great, and here's a chance for them to get a win, you know, against a team that's really scuffling. I know they beat Kansas City, and Kansas City looked like world beaters against Tampa, but I don't believe in the Colts, and I don't believe in Matt Ryan. I don't. They've had like 9 quarterbacks in the last 8 years, Chris. I don't believe in them.
They have not been able to replace Andrew Luck.
My goodness, have they not.
All right, Rob, let's get to the NBA. And Draymond Green, Monsey broke the news on our station yesterday during our show that Draymond Green is facing disciplinary action from the Warriors for punching Jordan Poole. I talked to somebody today out there. They said, you know, Draymond talks a lot of trash during just practice, just all the time, always has, goes at everybody. And he and Jordan Poole were going back and forth, and Draymond's calling him soft and all that, which, you know, Jordan Poole, what I'm told, just thinks is regular trash talk. They get in each other's face, they're a little pushing, and Draymond just hauls off and slugs him.
Wow.
And I heard he got a good shot in. Now, Jordan Poole's not hurt. You saw there's video of him after practice taking jumpers, laughing and joking. So he's fine.
Well, you got to laugh it off.
I heard it was a good shot.
Yeah. I mean, you could laugh it off now, but I'd have an issue if someone took a swing. Like you said, Chris, there's a trash talk. There's a little barking at each other. But once you raise your hand to me and swing on me, I got an issue with that.
Do you think that is irreconcilable?
I know from my standpoint, and I had a fight in college. I think I told you that with my roommate.
Right.
And we still lived together that rest of the semester or whatever, but we didn't live together after that. You know what I mean? And I didn't hate him or anything, but I couldn't trust that dude anymore. You know what I mean? And I think I would be professional and do my job. I'm not I'm not going to pass on the ball or, you know what I mean, or anything like that. But I would have a hard time respecting him going forward if he took what I would consider like a cheap shot where we were just beefing, a natural kind of, you know, you play basketball, that can happen.
Right.
But not swinging on somebody when I'm not expecting you to swing on me. I think.
Yeah, I asked the person. I said, "Was it a sucker punch?" He said, "Well, not. It wasn't really a sucker punch because you know you're facing. It's not like he's just totally in oblivious. You know what I mean? But still, you're like you weren't expecting either. You weren't gonna swing, and you're not expecting him to swing, right? And so I wouldn't know. I don't know if it's a sucker punch, but I agree. It was just kind of surprising. Let's say that, but. I think you can get past it. I mean, Rob, we can go down the list. I mean, Michael Jordan hitting Steve Kerr, and obviously they patched it up. Isaiah Thomas and Bill Laimbeer getting into it, patched it up. Magic Johnson and Ron Boone, that was early in Magic's rookie year, but, you know, you move past that. So there, you know, there's incidents where guys have fights.
No, I'm not saying you could have a fight. I'm just saying the only way, Chris, I'm saying I get a fight. But if I really feel like he sucker punched me or punched me when, like, my hands weren't up and we weren't, we know what I mean? Like, we're arguing and you just raise your hand and hit me. If I have my hands up and you have your hands up, we fighting. Am I right?
Yeah. But like I said, it's kind of in that middle area between, I guess, if we pushing and talking trash, anything's game. I mean, I agree. He obviously shouldn't have hit him. And it's kind of a cheap shot. But it's not like he's standing there and some dude, you know, just out of nowhere just clocks him. I don't know. I just think they can move past it. We got 2 hours left. All right, couple, lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.